Welcome to our discussion of the shofar. Why so many blasts? Coming to Shul on Rosh Hashanah, we stand around and blow the shofar a number of times. Then we put away the Torah, we have the Amidah, the Musaf, and Nosach Sfard, we blow the shofar during the private devotion. Then we blow it during the congregational Amidah. Then we also blow the shofar at the end of the service. So basically before, during, and after the Musaf, we blow the shofar. Why so many blasts? Why all these different blasts? And then, what is the essential blast? Where are the main blasts that we're fulfilling the Torah mitzvah of blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Is it at the beginning? Because after all, you blow it and then you're done. Is it in the middle? After all, the Shemoneh Esrei, a specially designed Shemoneh Esrei that talks about the three themes, that God is King, Malchios, Zichronos, God should remember us, Shofros, all the meanings of shofar. So after all, these must be the essential blowings during that time. Or is it somehow at the end? What is that? What is that? Why do we blow at the end? What is that all about? So we turn to the Gemara Mashanah, page 16a, Tazayin Amud Aleph. And there, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Lamatokin, the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Why do we blow the shofar? Of course we blow the shofar. The Torah says, but Lamatokin Shein Yoshvin and Tokin Shein Omdin. How come we blow when we are sitting? Talk about what that means. And we blow when we're standing. We have to understand what that means. So the Rambam says, you know why we blow twice? Well, the actual reason is stated there in the Talmud. It's sort of a mystical reason. Can't fully understand that, but I'll just give you a rational explanation. It says that we blow in order to confuse the Satan. Satan. Many understand it as the accuser in heaven. As you try to make your case for yourself in heaven, or God makes a case for you, or perhaps there's an angel who makes a case for you, there's an angel who makes a case against you. Or you yourself make the case against yourself. As the Gemara says, your own hands can testify against you. So what does that mean? Why does blowing the shofar a number of times confuse the Satan? One idea is that when we're blowing the shofar, we might begin to get distracted. It's hard to concentrate. After all, we know this is it. This is the main blowing of the shofar. So you know what happens? We say, well, this might be the main blowing, but the other one might be the main blowing. So we're not sure when it is. So therefore, it helps us to be able to concentrate at some point in the shofar blowing because we're not sure when the real blowing is. But still, when is the main blowing? So the Rambam says, what you do is as follows. Gemara talks about sitting, the blast of sitting, heals the Mushav. So I'll tell you what, everyone should sit down, except for the one blowing the shofar. And let him make a bracha, and everyone should answer Amen. Make Shechianu, everyone should answer Amen. And then they'll proceed to the Kaddish and the Amida, where everyone will be standing, will blow the shofar again. So we ask Rabbi Salvejik, he asks two questions. He says, why do you have to sit? I mean, I understand that you could sit. I mean, it's not during the Shemoneh Esrei, so you could sit. But why does the Rambam insist that everyone should sit? And secondly, why does the Rambam tell us that the Baal Tokeya, the one blowing the shofar, makes the bracha for the shofar, and everyone answers Amen? Of course they do. We know the answer Amen. Why do you need to tell us that you're answering Amen? That we know from the laws of prayer, Hilchos Tefillah. We don't have to tell us to say Amen. Sorry, Salvechik answers in one fell swoop. He says, what is sitting? Some people sit for Kiddush in order so that everyone should be united in one gathering. So we should understand that when I make the Kiddush, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah for everyone because we're all connected. We're sitting in one yeshiva, in one conference. So too, the congregation, you may be seated. Everyone's sitting. It's orderly. It's organized. We can concentrate. We have formed into a congregation. So our Salvechik says, if you ask yourself, could I blow the blowings before the Amida? Could I blow it by myself? Who needs the congregation? She says, no. The rabbis instituted that there's a blowing. It's not actually part of communal prayer, but there's an element of communality in the sense that everyone's sitting. And why do you have to say Amen? Not just because you always say Amen, but because by virtue of the chazan saying a bracha, and the congregation saying Amen, that creates a congregation. How do we ever make a congregation? We say Kaddish. The Kaddish links everyone together. Yikadal v'gadash merei rabba, amen. Right? V'imru, amen. Everyone responds. That responsive type of prayer, that's what creates the congregation. The Rambam says in the laws of prayer, how do you start mincha? Everyone sits down. How do you start musaf? You sit down for ashrei. You've got to sit down. And you've got to have something responsive like a Kaddish to unite everyone. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, where's the real blowing? The first blowing is sort of it's an individual blowing. It's not part of an amida, but it's done in the company of the community. The second blowing is a communal obligation. What's the bracha for the more private group that congeals together with the bracha? Their bracha is Asher Kedushanu Mitzvot Tavit Tzivanu, a little one line bracha for the shofar. What's the bracha for the Amidah? There, the Amidah itself is the bracha for that communal shofar. However, the Baal HaMor takes a different approach. He says the brachas, the shofar before, is nonsense. The only reason we blow it is in case somebody has to go home early. That's not a fundamental blowing. The blowing during the Amidah, that's the main blowing. The real bracha for the shofar is not Asher Kirishan Mitzvotav Tzivanu Lishmo Kol Shofar. It's not a one-liner. It's the entire Amidah. The Amidah is designed to be the blessing of the shofar. And why do we blow at the end? Well, there was a custom when people got up to go, they would blow the shofar. According to Baal HaMor, the main blowing is during the Amidah. The blowing afterwards is some sort of institution. It's confused to Satan or whatever it is. And the blessing, blowing before, is not a fundamental kind of a thing. According to the Rambam, the blowing before is one obligation, the blowing during is another, and the blowing after, that the Rambam doesn't mention, that's just a institution by some to make sure we have 100 sounds and other such institutions. So there's a debate as to where the foci is, where the main blowing is. But if we ask ourselves a question, what is this all about? Why do we blow so many times? What's going on? After all, if we're supposed to blow, there should be a requisite number of blasts, and that's it. Somehow there's an idea of a Yom Shrua, of a day of shofar blasts, a day of crying, of prayers, calling out God, that God should remember us, to make God coronate him as the king. And that there's no limit. When it comes to prayer, and by extension to the shofar, you can blow as much as you want. Why? If children want to practice, you can practice all day. You don't say, oh, it's Shabbos. It's Yontif. Can't blow on Yontif. No. Let the kids practice. They lead Lamed in order to learn. And because it's a Yom Shrua. It's a day of blast. It's a day that should be infused with prayer. Prayer Tashlich. Prayer with our families at our meals. It's a day totally infused with prayer. When it comes to prayer, there's no time for prayer. Our whole day should be a prayer. Our whole experience, our whole life should be lived before God. And that's prayer. Prayer is before God. And the whole life should be lived asking God, save us from the crises in Israel and Iran, different difficulties we face. It's constant. We blow before, we blow during, we blow after. We blow all day. We go around, we blow for those who are infirm, those who are sick. Children blow. Why? Because we need to pray as much as we can. Because a Jew lives in constant prayer. We may pray three times a day, but really, our prayers, our standing before God, our supplication before God, our thankfulness to God, it needs to be Chol Eid, Erev Vogar V'Tzarayim, every single minute. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Olam's congregation here for our discussion of Rosh Hashanah and the Shofar. Join us each week for the discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.